USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lawyers for President Trump told a federal judge that they intend to continue to fight a New York grand jury subpoena seeking his tax returns, less than a week after the Supreme Court ruled against him. The lawyers filed a memo saying they would file an objection to the subpoena by July 27th. The Supreme Court voted in a 7-2 ruling that the president must hand over the tax records in response to a subpoena from Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance. It seeks nearly a decade's worth of financial records. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was released from the hospital after being treated for a possible infection. Ginsburg was home and doing well a day after being admitted to a Maryland hospital for inspection. Ginsburg participated in oral arguments from a hospital room while recovering from a benign gallbladder condition in May. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The president says he's about to take action on an immigration issue. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
After the U.S. High Court recently blocked President Trump's efforts to end the Obama-era DACA policy, which protects young illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as kids, he's promising to sign what he calls a very big executive order on it very soon.
I'm going to take care of DACA much better than the Democrats did. The Democrats had their chance, and they blew it.
He didn't elaborate on the order in that exclusive interview with CBS News, but did say that the U.S. immigration system would be a mess if former VP Joe Biden was to win the White House in November. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The family of George Floyd filed a lawsuit against the city of Minneapolis and four former police officers who were involved in his death. The family says Floyd's rights were violated during his arrest May 25th when former officer Derek Chauvin kneeled on his neck, asphyxiating him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
One of the president's doctors is running for office. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Former White House physician Ronnie Jackson is one step closer to winning a seat in Congress. Jackson was the winner of the House GOP primary runoff in Texas's 13th congressional district. As far as why Jackson's running, he tells Fox News,
I just got into this race because I'm just disgusted with what's going on in our country, and I think a lot of folks are. I've been frustrated for a long time about the lack of support that the president has. He needs some folks in there that are going to get in there, they're going to have his back, that are going to help him with his Keep America Great, America First agenda.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Walmart announced that all shoppers must wear a face covering beginning next week. Calling the move a simple step for safety, the company said the requirement will take effect on Monday at all 5,000 Walmart and Sam's Club's locations in the U.S. In announcing the rule, Walmart Chief Operating Officer Dakona Smith cited existing local government mandates that already order facial coverings at about 65% of Walmart and Sam's Club locations. Walmart joins a growing list of major retailers that now mandate facial coverings. Starbucks and Best Buy have already begun requiring masks. Other stores that require facial coverings include Costco, Apple, Walgreens, Kroger, CVS, Gap, and Verizon. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.